Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Evelyn Green of the American National Cattle Women. Back with Evelyn in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, tell us about the decision makers when it comes to how the Beef Checkoff is invested.
Absolutely. The men and women responsible for making decisions about checkoff dollars at both the state and national level are volunteers, and they represent all segments of the industry, including the largest base of volunteers represented by cow-calf producers. In fact, more than 70% of the representation on the Federation of State Beef Councils is cow-calf. The structure is designed to ensure that those that pay the beef checkoff direct, review, and approve all checkoff expenditures. The Beef Promotion Operating Committee, which makes the decisions on all national and international programming, is made up of 10 members of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and 10 members of the Federation of State Beef Councils. In looking at its mix, it's about 80% cow-calf producers. I truly don't think you can get much more grassroots than that. But to learn more, we have a series of videos that are at Beef Checkoff 101 on our website at oklabeef.org under Cattlemen's Corner, and I think they do a nice job of separating the wheat from the chaff.
Ahead of this coming week's National Cattlemen's Beef Association Convention and Trade Show in Nashville, introducing you to some of the key players, including, of course, Clay Bertram, the chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils. We had Clay yesterday. We've had in recent days Jerry Bone, the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association out of Kansas. And today we want to share with you a conversation that we had in recent days with Evelyn Green, president of the American National Cattle Women. She's from Alabama. She was a recent guest at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention in Norman. And she gave us an update on some of the activities that the ANCW is involved with.
American National Cattlewomen do beef promotion education. We do legislative work. We have a grassroots membership base, and we try to reach our membership and be there for them to connect to our consumers, to our peers, to whomever we come in contact with, to be that positive note for the beef industry. We reach out to our collegiate group. We have a collegiate beef advocacy group that we have college students that we have a $2,000 scholarship for. And we also have a WIRED program, our Women in Ranching Education and Development, specifically for women developed for ranching and on their farms and ranches. And also we have a K-12 program for back-to-book schools, and we're having those virtually read for our authors. And so the teachers will have those in their classrooms available online. As we all know, COVID had that impact of having everything virtual and available at our fingertips. So we've conquered that accomplishment. But we are boots on the ground a lot of times for the cattlemen. If they're out in the field, we're doing all the usually promotion ideas and things behind that.
We've got a different generation, obviously. Millennials, but also the one coming in behind the millennials. They've got different ideas about how they want to, I guess, engage with society, how they want to choose their food. They want to know more information about their food. How does that change what ANCW and the cattle industry needs to do?
Well, we need to let the public, consumers, know that our beef has not changed. It's still very nutritious and for our families to have on our tables at nighttime. But it's really not changed to me. You just have to learn to develop around some of the theories that's out there, but you also still have to stick to your passion. Don't ever leave what you've been raised with on your farm or ranch, and that's what we believe in as American National Cattlewomen, but always bring forth your true passion, and that will shine to those young millennials or the X's or the Z's or X, Y's, and Z's, whichever it may be. You know, and we have to care for those. Mm-hmm. If we don't, because they're going to be who's running our farm and ranches in years to come. And if we don't give them a leg up, then we're falling behind the eight ball already.
Digital advertising, big part of the beef checkoff efforts. I know that you all have watched that and have engaged in your own areas of social media and trying to utilize these various tools to connect.
Absolutely. I think every industry, every organization, that is a top-notch thing to have. If you don't have your outreaches of your social media, your websites, I think, you know, you don't have contact with the world right now, because we have been proven, as in COVID, that's where everybody reaches out to. Everybody's got a cell phone, everybody's got a laptop usually, and that's where they connect with. And if you're not on there in front of them, then you are definitely falling behind. And American National Cattlewomen has really stepped up to the plate and observed those areas during the COVID year to be able to bring that.
Yes, you've got a meeting coming up, Nashville. You'll have a chance to have a lot of your members together for the first time maybe in a while. And workshops, training, as well as opportunity to actually get some business done.
Yes, sir. We'll be meeting in Nashville August the 8th through the 10th. We'll start off with a nice ag tour on Sunday. We have a great lineup for our ag tour, and then we'll have meetings on Mondays and Tuesdays. And we have a great lineup for our speakers and our committee meetings to get some business done, because that's where we come to do business with our industry partners. That's where we do a lot of decision, goal making at that time of year. So, yes, we have that available for all the cattle women. If you would like to be a part of that, please come out. We also have the Emerging Leaders Luncheon, which is designed for career college students that want to sit down with a mentor that's been there, done that, kind of succeeded in some of our industry leaders to be able to sit across the table and pick their brains of knowing what is their next steps. How can they do that? How can they be successful? And I think that's going to be a great event. That's going to be on Wednesday, August 11th.
American National Cattlewomen President Evelyn Green. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Pieper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.